getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, we're off and running with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, which means about an hour of great old-time records once again. So I'm glad you're along with us here as we dive into the record boxes and see what we can find this week. For your dancing and listening pleasure, why not? You could be dancing, I don't know. You could be tearing up the living room for all I know. I have no idea. But it's another exciting week of stuff. I say we just jump right into it. We don't play many records from Benny Prill. No, we don't. For one thing, I don't have very many, but I have this one, and it happens to be the Mailman Polka. Is Benny Prill. That's called the Mailman Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Yes, we're at it again. Glad you're along with for another week of fun listening and dancing tunes here on the Oompa Hour. What lurks in the record stacks today, I have no idea. But it's going to be fun because, really, there's no polka music that isn't fun, right? How about the Timbers? That's an interesting name for a group. The Timbers. And I don't mean like a tree falling, like there's no timber. It's more like, my, he has a fine timbre in that voice. You might want to pronounce it timbre if you were French or something. I don't know. Maybe it's Latin. I have no idea. But it's the Timbers, accompanied by Al Soika and his orchestra. This is the Pizza Polka.
Flying horses flying and the roller coasters rolling, rolling high, high, high. I can feel that crazy feeling and my heart's Virginia reeling too. a happy, happy music going. Bye, 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 goodbye to care and sorrow when the lights are bright. Though it's back to work tomorrow, oh, what fun tonight. Here's a place to get good deeds, a man who makes terrific deeds. Hey, let's buy a pizza, try a pizza pie. As we go strolling down the boulevard, on the boulevard, down the boulevard, hand in hand is grand to swing along while we sing the pizza polka. From every jukebox comes that gay refrain, holiday refrain, happy little strain. Come on and join the sweethearts on parade, sing the merry pizza polka. Darling, please kiss me. Hey, mister, please, please, please try my pizza pie. Tell me you love me. Hey, lady, you will love, love, love the pie you buy. Say you'll be mine, dear. What's the matter holding up the line? Mine to have and hold. Pizza's getting cold here in my arms. As we go strolling down the boulevard, on the boulevard, down the boulevard, hand in hand it's grand to swing along while we sing the pizza polka. From every jukebox comes that gay refrain, holiday refrain, happy little strain. Come on and join the sweethearts on parade, sing the merry pizza polka.
Well, there you go. The Timbers handling the singing there, and that's timber as in the timber of your voice, not the timber of the tree falling. With Al Soyka and his orchestra, the Pizza Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I see coming up in the show here, we have a Schottische from Whoopi John lurking in the record stack. I see we've got a tune from the Chesney Brothers coming up. Got a waltz from Tony Jammer and the band coming up here. The Naturals are going to do the Sock It To Me Polka. There's a lot of fun stuff coming up in the show yet, so stick around with us to the very end, no matter how painful all that dancing might be. Dinah Dukes are next. They're over here on turntable number 2, and they're doing the Down Home Polka.
Soldier traveling around the land may see a lot of sights. He might walk through the forest or see the city lights. He may travel around the world, but no matter where he'd roam, I think the place he'd rather be is right inside his home. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me. Family life is hard at times, like pebbles in the sand. A family might break up and move across the land. But if they think it over, I'm sure they will agree. There's much more love in family life, and that's where they should be. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me.
Well, there you go. Down Home Polka there. Music from the Dinah Dukes here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Myron Florin on the way next after we take a moment to talk about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invites you to stop by, check it out if you are so inclined. And if you're not so inclined, we would like to incline you. Oh, man, they have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. All sorts of related memorabilia, historical stuff. What's the word I want? Historical artifacts? No, that makes it sound like King Tut or something. But yeah, all kinds of other neat things. Documentation, paperwork, history of instruments, musicians, and families, and all sorts of amazing stuff. They have their beautiful concert hall. They have the one of the only places left in the world with an accordion and concertina repair and technician school. They have a gift shop full of all kinds of groovy music-related items, not just relating to accordions. So if you know someone who's a music buff and maybe they don't want to play an accordion, but they, you know, you're looking for a unique musical-looking gift, they've got a lot of groovy stuff. And, of course, eventually all this snow will melt. Spring and summer will be here, and it'll be big-time tourist season. And you're going to want to put a World of Accordions museum on your travel list. So check them out online. Find out more. You get a lot of good photos and historical information. A lot of stuff at the website. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find it, all right? Worldofaccordions.org. Check it out. You could even do it while you're listening to Myron Florin do the Petticoat Polka. But I suspect that the music may inspire you to get up and dance rather than sit there and read the internet. But hey, whatever works for you. Here's Lawrence Welk's favorite accordionist. Here's Myron Florin and the Petticoat Polka. Florin, and y'all were just doing the Petticoat Polka, in case you were wondering. Petticoat's one of those words you don't just hear much anymore. Nobody is out buying new petticoats. And then when you say that right away, you think of Petticoat Junction. Remember that? That was a weird movie, man. It's all based on that train and that hotel. And the opening shot always had the girls bathing in the water tower. I always thought that was a little weird. Because who would want to get water out of a water tower that girls had been bathing in? But then I realized I think that was just the water tower that was used to fill up the steam engine for the train. So maybe it was okay, but it still seemed a little weird to me. All right, now, got a great record from the Chesney Brothers. And this is a vintage record on Soma Records out of Minneapolis. And Soma Records recorded a lot of stuff, man, from rock and roll to church services and choirs to old-time music, country music, all kinds of stuff came out on Soma Records, recorded there in northeast Minneapolis. And some of these old-time records, I like them because they're so basic. They're recorded well, but there's no frills. It's like you can just see the guys hanging around in this big studio room just playing, and there's no extra fluff, you know what I mean? So this is, I don't know, it's a raw sound is what I'm trying to say. Here's the Chesney Brothers. This is the Green Meadow Polka.
zielone łące dziewczyna stała, a ja się zapytał, by buzi dała. Ona mówi nie, moje kochanie, bo mnie mama bije za całowanie. Ona mówi nie, moje kochanie, bo mnie mama bije za całowanie. Będziemy robić z tymi panami, idziemy do karczmy, one za nami. Każemy piwa, oni wypiją, a jak przyjdzie płacić, to się pokryją. Każemy piwa, oni wypiją, a jak przyjdzie płacić, to się pokryją.
Yo, Chesney Brothers there, and that is one of those wonderful, very raw kind of recordings. Came out of Soma Records of Minneapolis back in the 50s, man. It's your basic stuff and a great recording there. The Green Meadow Polka from the Chesney Brothers, and somehow a record that has survived like six decades and is still just shiny and looks like a brand new record. That's what happens if you put them back in their sleeves. Now, the flip side of that, well, not literally the flip side of that, but the flip side of that kind of production and equally is wonderful, but it's just different. I have Polka Dynamite doing the Pennsylvania Polka, recorded about 40 years later, using modern technology and all the fancy stuff that they had available later. Certainly making fantastic records, but completely different. Anyway, Pennsylvania Polka, here is, Polka Dynamite.
We'll be right back.
See, now there you go. That's a polka dynamite there. That's their version on the Pennsylvania polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another show. For those of you keeping count, what show is this? I think it's show number 258, if you can believe that. Each show's an hour long. That's 258 hours of polkas. And let's do the math. Calculator. There's the calculator. I knew it was in here somewhere. So if you have 258 shows, and there are approximately 15 or 16 songs in every show, we'll be conservative and go with 15. That is 6,450 polkas you've listened to on this program. Give or take a few anyway. I don't know. But anyway, it's just fun to keep statistics sometimes. Now, you know, we do a waltz in every show. At least we try to get a waltz into every show. And I have a waltz ready to go. Is it too early in the show for the waltz? Normally, I think I wait till we get past the halfway mark, and we're not quite there yet. I don't care. The waltz is ready. We're going to play it. Tony Jamber and his band. Tony, of course, was a mainstay at the Bel Ray Ballroom in, I want to say Minneapolis, but it was really out in the suburbs. It was in, what was that out there? Spring Lake Park or Mounds View? Or say it was way north suburbs of Minneapolis anyway. And in fact, Tony Jamber lived down the block from us when I was a kid, and he had his big colorful trailer. Said Tony Jamber Orchestra painted on the side that they carried all the instruments in. I thought that was pretty cool when I was like 12 years old. Anyway, Tony Jamber and his band. This is the Westphalia Waltz. Dancers, if you're ready. Tony Jamber and the band, the Westphalia Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Hey, remember, you know, you can always get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. Well, maybe not always. Well, yeah, technically always, I guess. Phone, texting, emailing, Facebooking, all the technologies that are available to you work for communicating with the Zumpa Hour. You can actually have a phone number, a telephone number that is good for calling or texting. If that's not amazing enough, and that number is, this is like a hotline number. You should be using a special red telephone when you call this number. 218-259-2985 is the number. 218-259-2985. You have a cell phone or whatever, you can text to that number. You can call and leave a message at that number if you'd like to make a request or a dedication or have a question. You're trying to track down a record or whatever. We'd be glad to help you out. 218-259-2985. Phone or text to that. You can email us to oompahour@aol.com. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All those are ways in which you can communicate with things here at Oompa Polka Central. And that's not really what it is. I just made that up. But it sounded pretty cool anyway. So there you go. The Naturals are over here on turntable number one. And they have a record that we have played before called the Sakatumi Polka. And this is the Sakatumi 2 Polka. Like they did a follow-up or an answer song or, you know, like a continuation of the first one. So let's check it out. The Naturals featuring Whitey on vocals, by the way. Here's the Sakatumi 2 Polka.
I had my first drink tonight, Sakatumi. Bartender, go easy, please, on the mix. Tonight I feel good, so please, Sakatumi. I'm out to paint up the town just for kicks. I had my second drink tonight, Sakatumi. I feel that last drink went right to my head. So I asked for another drink, Sakatumi. I know that I'm stiff and ready for bed. Sakatumi, I know that it's time to quit, won't be long. Bartender, make me one more for the money. For the show, everyone sing along. I had my last drink tonight, Sakatumi. Bartender, don't give me one for the road. Somebody just take me home, Sakatumi. It's true that I've really got me alone.
To me there, Whitey, singing with the Naturals here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And, yeah, just rocking it out here from northern Minnesota like we do every week on the show. Glad you're with us. Sunshiny today, snow deep everywhere. Man, I tell you, I'm surprised that in the background of the show you're not hearing beep, 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 beep as the giant dump trucks, the big giant orange dump trucks are going by. Because there's been so much snow, when they plow it, they use a front-end loader, and they pile up in giant snow mountains over in the parking lot behind the post office. And I'm telling you, I drove past it yesterday, and I mean, I was in the SUV looking up, and it went like another 20 feet above me. And I thought, man, oh man, this is never going to melt this spring. And what happens is, then they get in the dump trucks and the big loaders, and they haul all the snow out of town so it can melt, you know, not in the city, and free up some of that parking because it was taking over like 3/4 of the parking lot. And the trucks have been going past the studio all day. Beep, beep, beep when they back up. And I have not heard them since we started the show. So maybe they respect the Oompa Hour and have said, hey, no more snow moving till he's done with the polka show. I'm thinking that is not the case. Maybe it's lunch hour. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, all in all, can't complain. We're getting down to, you know, 10, 15 below overnight, 10, 15 above during the day, tons of snow. Man, I tell you. All right, let us move on with some musical music, shall we, here on the Oompa Hour. I have the Brass Release, And we can dig a little singing in Polish, I think. This is Angie's Polka.
Zoskawisz, poniesiu kochane, tomu się nie zoskawisz.
Brass Release, that is Angie's Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Time for another vintage disc and one of the German style as we pull out a great old Whoopi John record up next. It is Oh Susanna, Oh Don't You Cry For Me, and it says it is a Schottische on the record, so Schottischers. Schottischer. That is hard to say. Whoopi John and the orchestra. And here's Oh Susanna, Schottisch style.
Thank you.
there you go. That's the O Susanna Schottische. That is Whoopi John and the orchestra. And you're in tune to, or streaming to, or downloading to, or whatever you're doing. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, if you're just stumbling upon this, happens every week. Right about this same location, too. We get together and we spin old polka records. Everything you hear on the show is always from a genuine vinyl record. We don't play any digital music or any of that stuff. Everything here is from a record, believe it or not. So there you go. Where are we going? Oh, the Al Denny Orchestra over here. This is the Polish Sweetheart Polka. There you have it there, the Al Denny Orchestra and the Polish Sweetheart Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And now on to the witty, windy, spit it out, Windy City Brass. And the All I Ever Need Is You Polka.
We'll be right back.
All I Ever Need Is You Polka. That is the Windy City Brass on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You're probably more used to hearing Sonny and Cher do that one back in the, late 60s, early 70s. Had a big hit with that one. But that is the Windy City Brass doing it up there. And Jenny O doing the singing. It says so right on the record. So I thought I'd share that with you and give her credit since she got her name on the record special like that and all. Now here's another one of those records recorded nice and open, not overproduced or anything, on Bowery Records out of Del Mar, California. And I'm not playing this one just because the record is on translucent red vinyl. But it is, so it looks really cool. This is the Munich Trio and the Harmonica Polka. There you go. That is the. I was just sitting here envisioning, watching those fingers going so fast playing that. That's the Munich Trio. That's the Harmonica Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. I have the Ellinger Combo on Guide Records out of Texas. I really need to get in touch with the Texas. Texas Polka News or something? Is a newsletter that is published out there. And get a hold of some Texas Polka records. Of course, I need records. There's a lot of new stuff out on CDs and downloads and stuff, but we play records here on the show. I need more stuff from Texas. I got a lot from everywhere else, but I'm kind of hurting on Texas. And California, what about you people? Do you have any polka bands out there? Bum out the old records, man. Anyway, the Ellinger Combo, the name of the group. This is the Don't Wander Polka. There you go. Fun one from the Ellinger Combo, the Don't Wander Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're going to see if we can't sneak in a couple of more records here in the show this week. Got the Jimmy Sturr Orchestra coming up, so stand by.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bowie.
Alrighty, let's get back to the records here. I told you we were going to wrap things up here, or come back anyway with the Jimmy Sturr Orchestra, and I'm lying, because I'm going to save Jimmy Sturr to go out on, and we're going to throw in another waltz just because I had the record sitting here and I didn't get to it last week, and I didn't want to carry it around for another week. So let's do Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, and this is the Honey Bee Waltz, and then we'll wrap things up with Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. How's that sound, huh? Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, and a little extra waltz for us this week. That's the Honeybee Waltz, and I told you we're going to go out on a Jimmy Sturr record. I think we got just enough time to slip this one in here. Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. This is the Wabash Polka. Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra, that is the Wabash Polka. And, yep, we jammed that one in here just in the nick of time in the old Oompa Hour. We made it! Wow, good batch of records in the show this week. Glad to have you along with us for another week of polka fun here on the show.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by World of Accordions Museum, the International Polka Association, Kev's Records. We'll be back to do it all over again next week with a fresh stack of records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!